Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this day that we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us. If you are, we're glad to have you here. I'm going to begin this morning by passing the directory back around. So if you have any changes to your name and number or anything, you can make those changes with the pen and we'll get that updated. For prayer concerns this morning, I have a few. Donna Alexander's niece, her name is Pam, they recently had a house fire. So please keep that family in prayer as they deal with all of that. Got word this morning that Ann King had to go back to the hospital early this morning. She was having some breathing troubles, so she has been readmitted back to the hospital. So please keep Ann in prayer. Sean Dennison, his wife Felicia, her father recently passed away, so please keep all of the Dennison family in prayer. The other one is Tom and Cheryl Burns. Their son Lucas died this week. He was 24. The memorial service for Lucas will be this coming Friday here at Salem at 2 o'clock. The visitation will be at Lindsay Funeral Home in Weir's Cave. That'll be Thursday evening from 6 to 8. Please keep Tom and Cheryl in prayer, as this is a very difficult time for the whole family. Other prayer concerns this morning? Yes, Nancy. Okay.
Ted Schultz, his mother passed away this past week.
Okay.
And so I'd like prayers for all of
them. Prayers for the Schultz family.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I've been on the prayer chain for a while. My cousin Tom Hadley. Please continue to pray for him. We got a report on him this week. The new treatment he's taking with for his cancer treatment. It doesn't seem to be working, and he's getting weaker, so please keep him in the prayers.
Prayers for Tom Hively. There's nothing else. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you.
invite you to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here. How's everyone today? Doing well? Good? So Aaron put something in the bag for us today, so I'm a little nervous, you know? He probably put something musical in here that none of us are going to understand. You think? Maybe? Shall we look? Is anything alive in here? Nothing that's going to bite my hand. All right, let's take a look.
I knew it.
This would be something we had no idea what it is. So this says a chromatic pitch pipe performance plus. If I'm right, I think you blow into this to get the right pitch. Is that right? Can I do this? Can I use this? It's okay if my spit gets on here? Is your spit on here? Okay. Did you clean it before you put it in the bag? I'm going to play a note, and you tell me what letter of the alphabet this is. You ready? You ready?
B.
B? A?
D. Eliza, you're so smart.
Okay. You ready? Here's the next one. G. Who said G? Nice. Okay. Okay. This is my favorite note. You ready? Can I use this like for a duck call when I go out? Or I can use this as a turkey. That was an A. You're right. I could use this as a turkey call. Now look, watch. No, no. I can't do that. Do you suck or blow? You blow. Okay. This is a sharp, flat G-A, or ga. So the purpose of this, I think, is for me to blow this, and it gets us all in the right key for them to sing, right? So, okay, we're going to all sing Jesus Loves Me. And I'm going to start us off in C, okay? Who's going to start leading us? You are. Okay, you ready? It's kind of low, wasn't it? Let's try it again. Go ahead. Thus this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. That was beautiful, and we could not have done it without this starting us off in the key of E, probably. I don't know. That was really good. And that song reminds us that today is the day that Jesus was baptized. And how much God loves us through Jesus. It really is a perfect song for today, that Jesus loves me, this I know. You know that Jesus loves you even if you can't carry a tune? That's how I know Jesus loves me, right? Jesus loves you even though you're not perfect. That's a really important thing for us to know today. We're going to do some things that aren't good. We're going to mess up at times. And Jesus always loves us. Okay? Is that a good message for today? Sure it is. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for loving us even when we sing off key, even when we do things that are wrong. We know that you always forgive us, you always love us, and that your grace is so much bigger than our sin. Thank you for that and for the celebration we have today, celebrating your baptism. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, and let's see, Ava, you take the bag for next time. And we'll give this back. Thanks. You take it both to him. Thank you.
Our first reading today comes from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. We will read responsively Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare, and in the temple of the Lord all are crying glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. Our second reading comes from Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 43. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to those who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name, the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I don't always eat at McDonald's, but when I do, it's a number one with a Coke. It's the same routine every time. I go through the drive-thru and I'll say, I'll take a number one, and they know what it is. It's a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. I'm not very adventurous and like to try new things at Mickey D's. It's always, I mean always, the same old thing. But that didn't happen the other day. The other day, I was surprised by so much more. When my order came, I also had this apple pie sitting next to my fries on the tray. I didn't order an apple pie, but there it was, right next to my fries and my Big Mac. So I was very confused. So I went back to the counter and explained my dilemma. I ordered a number one. That is a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. But there's a pie sitting next to my fries on my tray. The lady smiled and said, "It's on us. Have a good day." I mean, what a wonderful surprise, right? I mean, what a wonderful change in my routine. Wow! I mean, it doesn't take a lot to get me excited, but this was a really great pie. And it made my day. Okay, now let's consider this from the third chapter of Matthew. On those days, people from Jerusalem and Judea were coming to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, confessing their sin and turning toward God. Many people came, and it sounds like it was one baptism after another. It was the same routine. They walk out into the water, they're baptized, they leave the water. It was the same thing over and over and over. But then Jesus shows up. Now, this was a little awkward and a little weird. First of all, why in the world would Jesus need to be baptized? He was sinless. Second, Jesus should be the one baptizing John, not the other way around. It just didn't feel right. And then we hear in our reading today that it needed to be done to fulfill all righteousness. It needed to be done because it was the proper thing to do. Now, at this point, it sounds to me like this simply needs to be done for the sake of good order. And so we expect this to be just another routine baptism by John. A number one with a Coke, if you will. We expect it to be just another person wading into the water like everyone else from Jerusalem and Judea. But then a surprise happens. Suddenly the heavens opened up and the very voice of God was heard. "This is my son." So much for a normal routine and proper baptism. Suddenly, this was so much more. The voice of God burst from the heavens, "This is my son." Because up to this point in Matthew's story, Jesus has been named many things. He's been called the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, Jesus, Emmanuel, King of the Jews, and Messiah. But see, now it's God's turn to speak. Now we hear the Father's voice. "This is my son." What a day. What a moment. What a wonderful surprise. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there is a term. It's called thin spaces. Thin spaces is used to describe a place in time where the space between heaven and earth is very thin, and the sacred and the secular seem to meet. Some thin places have been well known for centuries and have become popular places of pilgrimage. Some of those places are the Isle of Iona in Scotland, St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, and the Blue Mosque in Istanbul. The ancient Celts and later Christians used that term, thin spaces, to describe these mesmerizing places where heaven and earth are only like 3 feet apart, sometimes even closer. Thin spaces can be places where we go to expect something holy to happen, like in Iona, Scotland, where I hope to go one day. But they can also be places that catch us by surprise when God just decides to show up and bring us some type of holy and divine encounter. So a thin space could happen during a walk in the park, during a routine prayer at night. Actually, a thin space can happen whenever God decides for it to happen. And it sounds like one of those thin spaces happened right here in the Jordan River at the baptism of Jesus. Although it might have seemed routine and for the sake of good order, a voice from the heavens broke into the silence and proclaimed it loud and clear, "This is my Son, the Beloved." To this day, I believe holy baptism is one of those thin spaces among us. It certainly was for Jesus, and I believe it is for us as well. We may not always hear it. We may not always feel it. But I'm telling you, when I'm pouring water over someone's head, I can tell that something special and holy is taking place. I can't explain it, but I know it's there. A thin space between heaven and earth, where it's like God is reaching down and kissing this person on the forehead as if to say, "This is my child. And I will hold you, and I will love you forever." What powerful words to hear at a baptism. What powerful words to hear along our life journey. What powerful words to hear at the end of life. "This is my child. And I will hold you, and I will love you forever." This coming Friday, we will cling to those words at a memorial service for a 24-year-old. And then, over the next 3 weeks, this is exciting. Over the next 3 weeks, we will be celebrating 2 baptisms right here at Salem. Next week, it is for my new grandson, Owen. And I will try to hold it together. And then on February 2nd, it's Bryson's turn. Bryson had a difficult time finding breath there at the beginning of life, but now he is doing much better. These baptisms are occasions for a thin space to happen right here in our sanctuary. At first, it might appear like something we just routinely do in the Lutheran Church for good order. You know, baptizing infants and celebrating God's action upon us. Not as something that we earn, but something that God gives. But between the words that are spoken, between the promises that are made, between the water that is poured, we trust that a thin space develops right here in our midst between the Creator and the created. A thin space where an ordinary person is called a beloved child. A thin space where the breath of God descends upon the vulnerable. A thin space where grace and love are truly and wholly present. A thin space for we are sealed by the Holy Spirit for an eternity. It's a wow moment. It's bigger than getting a pie with your number one. This is a wow moment. It was a wow moment for Jesus, and I look forward to the weeks ahead as we experience something together very beautiful and very holy between God and two little boys. Glory be to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Trusting in the promises of God, together we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. After each petition, please respond. Hear our prayer. Renewing God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Give your church boldness to proclaim your promises. Tear down obstacles of injustice so that your word of hope reaches the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we rejoice in the glory of your creation, the beauty of rivers and streams, glaciers and oceans, lakes and ponds. Bring restoration to your earth and free us from overuse and abuse of water, air, and land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, we give thanks for order in the midst of chaos. Though we long for greater justice in our world, raise up wise and compassionate servant leaders so that all experience your reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, thank you for the powerful healing we witness through doctors and nurses, medication, therapy, and holistic means. Break through clouds of pain and anguish with your voice of comfort. Proclaim hope to all who grieve, especially the family of Johnny Shiflett, the Schultz family, the family of Jesse Hartman, and the family of Lucas Burns. And send healing to all who are sick and to those in need, especially the family of Pam Cash, Tom, Madeline, Janice, Ruth Ann, Sharon, Ellen, Melvin, Joyce, Parker, Bill, Jane, Margie, Bill, Betty, Pam, Dee, Barry, Bryson, and Anne. We also pray for those suffering with loneliness and depression, our military and our leaders, for all people caught up in human trafficking, for the safety and wisdom of all our law enforcement and all first responders, and for victims of terrorism, violence, earthquakes, floods, and fire. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Compassionate God, now hear the prayers of your people, either spoken aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of courage, we rejoice in this community of hope. Strengthen all who are preparing for baptism and renew the faith of sponsors, mentors, parents, grandparents, friends, and all who guide the newly baptized in this life of joy. Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, unleash your spirit to increase our trust in you. We give thanks for the lives of the saints who inspire us with lives of baptismal witness. Lord, in your mercy, we place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share that peace with one another.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be, for the world, signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given to you.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ given to you.
Amen.
The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ given to you.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ. Given.
Body of Christ.
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 now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. There is a welcome meeting right after church for all the ladies, CW. So.
Margie is home from her shoulder replacement. She is out of the nursing home and back home, and she is welcoming visitors. Please just give her a call before you go see her so she is dressed and ready to see you.
Confirmation is today at 5 o'clock, so if you're in confirmation, hope to see you there. We'll meet in the youth room.
Thanks be to God.